American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Regardless of how you're picking up the show today, it's going to be a good one. I promise you, they're all good, but this one's going to be super good because my dear friend Christopher Hart from the American Adversaries is with us. And because I've only got him for 1 hour and I don't get him all the time, I'm going to go right to him right now. Christopher Hart, American Adversaries, Salem Radio down there in Florida. How you doing, brother? Orlando.
Excellent, excellent. It's a pleasure to be with you here, Mark. I appreciate it.
I like it. I like it on a Friday to have you in here. I don't have to work as hard, brother, because you're a professional.
You know? Well, I do like to talk.
Well, two talk radio hosts make the... This is going to be the fastest hour in all of talk radio today. Hey, I got a couple fun things I wanted to start the day off with, then we'll get serious. First off, I had a number of conversations with my good friend A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News today, and I mentioned that for a reason, because one of the things we talked about was a bizarre happy ending story. Now, Chris, you know how I love happy ending stories, right?
Oh, of course. Don't we all?
Exactly. You know, and to all of you new listeners, a happy ending story is when the good guy prevails over a bad guy and turns the tables, okay? That's a happy ending story. And there's this strange one down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Check this one out. Homeowner managed to take a gun away from one of two alleged home intruders early Friday morning and shoot both of them. Now, that's unusual, Chris.
Now, that is. Usually, you know, the homeowner is armed themselves, but whoever that was must have had some Marine Corps training or something.
Yeah, now, I want you to, again, this is theater of the mind stuff. I want you to picture, listener, being home in bed at 1:40 in the morning. You're out. This is what somebody hears down the hallway. Right? Remember the old Three Stooges, right?
Yeah,
somebody's hearing that coming from your room, right? I mean, you're out. The point that I'm making is you're out like a light, Chris. It's 1:40 in the morning, and the homeowner is awoken by his dog barking. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought there had to be something else to this story here. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But this is a classic example of a dog saving the day, man, right?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Just the way this thing unfolded. So here you are, 1:40 in the morning. You're sleeping. You're snoring. You're out. You're probably in a deep sleep at 1:40 in the morning. Most Americans, except me, are.
And right.
The dog starts to bark. Two individuals come in the home. The homeowner said, quote unquote, the suspects asked for money. So that in and of itself is bizarre. Hi, how are you? Can I have some money? It's 1:40 in the morning. I'm in your living room.
Right.
Or your bedroom.
Yeah, or bedroom. Right.
Then one of them allegedly pistol whipped the homeowner.
The homeowner managed
to take the gun away from the suspect and open fire, critically wounding one of the two. Police believe the second suspect was shot as well and are seeking him. Now, I got a grin on my face about this because I have a really simple, hey, dude, it's a whole lot easier to just have your own gun.
Yeah, indeed it is. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the crook made a mistake when he pistol whipped that guy because he put the gun right in the dude's face without pulling the trigger. So it gave him a chance to take it away, and he was smart enough and brave enough to do it and put it back on him. God bless him.
God bless him, and that's exactly why Christopher understands this. That's exactly why we call that a happy ending story. Now, Fox 23 in Tulsa was reporting that there was also a woman, probably his wife and a child, also in the house sleeping when the alleged home invasion occurred. The homeowner was taken to hospital, treated for wounds received from being beaten with the gun. He's expected to be okay. So, you know, stories like that warm my soul. I mean, they really do, Chris. When I hear those, I feel good, don't you?
I do, especially because it shows. Now, here's a guy evidently who was unarmed or didn't have access to his arm if he had one. And he push came to shove, and he said, damn it, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to take this dude's gun, or he's going to shoot me with it, and then we're going to do whatever happens comes after that. So, you know, this is what the American spirit is all about. And we haven't seen a lot of this in these last few months, right? We've all been wearing the masks and cowed down and don't come out of your house and all this sort of thing. So you know, this is America here. What?
It is. You're on the money with that. You know, you mentioned the masks. Let me tell you something that happened to me today. I took my wife to Dairy Queen. She wanted to get a blizzard,
yep.
A small blizzard. And it was about 1:30 in the afternoon. We both, you know, got out of the place, got out of our offices and took off and got out for a little minute just to go down the street. So I get out. It's one of the outdoor ones. It wasn't a drive-through one. You know, one of the old-fashioned ones. You got to walk up to the window, right?
Yep.
So there's some guy standing there. I'm back 10 feet, 15 feet away. You know, I don't know who's COVID, who's not, you know? So I'm standing in the back by a picnic table, and I'm looking up at the menu. When all of a sudden, as I get a little bit closer, I hear this guy. He starts in with the coughing, he's sneezing. I'm back. I'm like, well, serious, dude? What are you even doing out? Now, I'm 10 feet away from the guy, and he's sneezing into his armpit and his elbow. But I'm thinking, go home, man. Go home, COVID. Yeah. Are you COVID-18 or COVID-19?
You know, somebody sick like that shouldn't be around other people anyway. It's the bottom
no,
line.
Man. Come on.
Especially
but
in
he
a situation
care.
Like this. He's lucky
he
somebody
care.
Didn't, you know, call the cops on him or something, right?
Ask me if he had a mask on.
I bet he didn't.
He didn't.
No.
He didn't.
No,
he didn't. He didn't. No, I'm going to be honest with you. Nor did I.
Well, if you're outside like that and you're 10 feet away from a person, you should be in pretty good shape. And if somebody like that starts hacking, you know, you can move him further away. But, you know, it's when you, like, we got to dictate down here. We're getting here in Orlando. You got to wear it pretty much all the time. And, you know, and so you see people jogging down the street wearing a mask. You see people driving by themselves in their car wearing a mask.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We see that around. What are you doing in your own car by yourself with a mask? Get over yourself. Tell the tyrant no. You're in your car. Get over yourself. Remember to put it on when you get out to go in the post office, okay? This isn't half Whitmer in Michigan, for God's sakes. This is Florida.
Well,
it's a free state.
This is what the left does, though. They take something that could be a decent precaution for people to use, and they turn it into a political tool and one of these little trigger things. You know, you got to show everybody who you are type stuff. And to them, if you're not wearing the mask, you're the bad guy. So they want to show the world that they're wearing the mask to prove that they're the good guy, right?
Right. Yeah, so, well, in this particular case, the mask would have worked for him because it, but, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows?
Well,
whatever.
Here,
I was far enough away from the guy, but.
Here's the problem for that dude. The mask probably would have made his situation worse. Best thing for him to have been was at home where he could actually, you know, keep himself isolated, keep himself clean in a clean environment, eat the proper foods, drink plenty of liquids, and get himself back healthy again and not be around other people. You know, there's where some responsibility lies. And so that's the problem with the mask. If the guy is already sick, it's only going to make his situation worse. And it'll help people like you in the public place, but it won't help him. So the only thing that will help somebody like that is to get to where they can get healthy again. That's the bottom line.
I tell you, you know, you see that stuff and you have a platform, you talk about it. Here's the deal. If you're sick, stay the satellite radio moment word home. Okay? Nobody wants you around. Long before COVID, you know, you're one of these people that got to show up and go to work and you're sick. Your boss don't want you there sick. You don't want all the other employees, or she don't want all the other employees getting sick. Stay the satellite radio moment word home. And in today's environment, you know, there are certain people, some people, I'm not one of them. I may have been a different situation if my kids were there and he hacked all over one of them. But there are people who will confront you. And in today's day and age, we've talked about that on the program, Christopher, where, you know, you put yourself in a position in today's day and age that you really have to be thinking about these things. If you're sick and you're sneezing in today's environment, people will confront you and it won't be pretty. And they'll put it on video and you'll all look a fool, okay? And they will try to provoke you.
It won't be healthy for you, that's for sure.
It won't be healthy for you. And if you're an individual that happens to carry a firearm and you're putting yourself in that situation, why, do yourself a favor and stay home. Chris, we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back, I want to tell you about the ammunition I bought today. Listeners, you're going to love the description of the ammunition I bought today. It's for my 10 millimeter, my Glock 20. Ammo is not, as you know, Chris, in ample supply right now. Okay.
No, especially not around here.
Yeah, particularly in free states like Florida, Georgia, Arizona, where people have a lot of guns and people require a lot of ammo, and people are concerned about their safety in and around bigger cities, Atlanta, etc. So when we come back, I want to tell you what I bought, because I just want to read the description to you. It
All
was
right.
my happy ending story today. You're going to get a kick out of the description from the manufacturer for the ammo I bought today, and you're going to love it. I loved it. I loved it so much, I sent it around to friends and went, oh, man, look at this. So I think a few sales were made. But I'll tell you who the ammo manufacturer is when we come back. Don't go away. I'm talking with Chris Hart from the American Adversaries. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low-quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. GunBroker.com, by the way, is, you guys are killing it at GunBroker right now. They are so busy over there. Ammo, they're moving. I talked to Patricia twice today and once yesterday. They are moving millions and millions of rounds of ammunition over there. Firearms are flying off the shelf. If you are looking for a particular gun, GunBroker.com will have it. If you can't find it in your shops, and I guarantee you're having trouble finding it, you can find it at GunBroker. And the auctions are a blast. They're not difficult. You simply get in and put the highest price you want to pay in there and watch the thing bid out. If you want to get a little bit closer and you want to add a few more bucks to it, it's real simple to do that before the auction closes. You're going to find an auction you're going to win because they have everything. Over a million and a half going on every day. And all of this in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone is being brought to you by X Insurance. X Insurance, and I'm learning more about X every day. One thing I want to point out to you, I get this question a lot. What's the difference between X and what's out there now? This is not cookie cutter insurance. This is not buy plan A for, you know, X dollar, plan B for X more dollars, and plan C for the ultimate X dollars. That's not what this is. This is a custom policy built around the limits you choose for the coverage you choose. You can tailor it. A number of you right now, I know, are working with agents who are working with X on quotes, and you will determine what levels you want, what works for you. You can also fill in gaps, and they will also cover you in every other aspect of your life. So this is the real deal. I highly recommend you go check it out and take a look at it. In today's litigious society, if you're carrying a firearm or have them in your home, it doesn't matter what kind of, you can create a policy for it. Whether it be something your homeowners doesn't cover for theft, et cetera, whatever it may be, accidental discharge, everything, it's all available to you at X Insurance. So it's, as I said, it's not cookie cutter. It is built insurance policy for you, and you work with them and their company to put it together for you, or you can have your agent give them a call. They'll do the same. Christopher Hart, welcome back in. All right, I got to tell you about my ammo I bought today. Are you ready for this?
I am. Let me have it.
I was, again, I had some conversations with AWR Hawkins today, and he does a lot of testing, puts a lot of stuff out on social media. He has over 105,000 followers over on his Instagram now. So he's just cranking over there. And he says, hey, and here, I'll try to do my AWR Hawkins impersonations, but it's tough to do. He said, Mark, man, I don't mean to insult you because I know you know what you're doing, where to go. But he says, you know what works for me? He says, I've been looking at that double tap. And he says, and they've got that 10 millimeter in stock. The round's getting more popular. So I went over and checked out double tap. Now, I'm not on double tap's payroll. And sure enough, the vast majority of their 10 millimeter line was sold out. So I picked up what was available. All I wanted was four or five boxes of defensive rounds, not bulk FMJ, but just defensive rounds. And here's what it says. One of the best handgun loads to date. Featuring a custom-made 200-grain jacketed hollow point, you will not find this kind of performance anywhere else. Boasting 19.5 inches of penetration and 0.74 inches of controlled expansion, the 10-millimeter 200-grain controlled expansion JHP will easily take down any, in capital bold letters, North American big game or African plains game animals with traditional handgun.
I wondered if that's where you were going with that. I'm going, my God, you freed out an elephant with that thing.
This thing will take down anything. And when you see African plains game animals, I mean, dude, we're talking the real deal. This is National Geographic stuff.
I mean, telling you what, man.
Yeah. And in the Glock, it shoots at 1,100 in the Glock 20. In my Glock, it will shoot at 1,195 feet per second. I believe it's the 20. I think it's 1,195 feet per second. In the 20. Well, they've got the 29 up here. But
the idea is that you hit the target and you bring the target down, right?
I'm assuming
that round's going to go right to the target if you got the sight on it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and it goes for, with traditional handgun bullet design on impact, the hollow point will rapidly expand, creating a large wound channel that is only a few inches deep. Upon impact with the double tap 200 grain controlled expansion JHP, the bullet expands consistently as it travels through the animal, allowing for a very deep large wound channel throughout the animal. In addition, the tough jacket featured on the Double Tap will easily hold together even when shot through heavy bone like you might find on an elk or brown bear. That's what I'm carrying in my 10 millimeter. Stay away from it.
Hey,
I don't
want
to have to use that.
Be prepared. That's all I can say. Be prepared.
You know,
right?
Well, Louis, we could get into, and I did kind of get into this with AWR earlier, because I did call him afterwards and told him what I picked up. You know, you know, the big, you shoot 230 and a 45, you know, like that big slow, you know, slow and hard hitting round. Some people like that super fast, that velocity and a really light bullet. They make 135 grain jacketed hollow point grain here in for 10 millimeter, which is just going to be, I think,
nice.
I don't know what the velocity is on it, but it's going to be extremely powerful.
And I would have loved to have had it. The manufacturer was again?
Double Tap Ammo is where I got it. Double Tap Ammo. And they do have some available. I was looking at the site right now to read that. So, you know, go check it out. Listener, you can do the same thing, whatever you're looking for. I didn't go look at any other caliber, so don't hold me to it. I didn't look at 9. I've got plenty of that, plenty of 2, 2, 3, et cetera. But this for the 10 millimeter, I just wanted to have on hand.
Yeah.
And this is for self-defense, not necessarily for out-plinking. I'll buy some bulk. I was actually, yesterday, Christopher, I was bidding on some 10 millimeter bulk full metal jackets, and I'm going to go back over there when I get some time and probably pick up 500 to 1,000 rounds of that. All right, you know, we've got to talk about the National Rifle Association today, Christopher.
Yep.
I have to find out from you what your thoughts are. Let's start the conversation now and then go into it in the next segment, which is the longest segment of the show. We can spend some time on this. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan to me.
You shocked?
Because the media had set it all up because it was about Trump and Trump's financial records, which they had just gotten the day before. So I'm thinking to myself, they just got them the day before. They haven't really had a chance to pile through them. Of course, they could have made something up. So I'm thinking maybe there's something else up. But then when she announced the NRA, it kind of all fell into place. I wasn't so shocked as I was. It made the puzzle. It was the answer to the puzzle. Why was this kind of weird? And the first thing I thought was, is she up for re-election this year? I mean, because this certainly isn't going to help Donald. I mean, isn't going to hurt Donald Trump, and it isn't going to help Joe Biden. So it seems to me this was something that she may be doing for herself more than the party in this case, which is okay by me. But I think she's taken on, you know, a tiger by the tail. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great way to put it. And let me say this. The Democrats now, the socialist, communist, Marxists, formerly known as Democrats, are becoming the victim of their own elitism. They're beginning. Now, they've always been arrogant. And there's a point that I don't know. I'm not to put you on the spot. But did you happen to see by any chance the footage? Yeah, let me do this. We're going to a break. I'll set it up. But maybe you can find it during the break if you're in front of a computer. There's footage of Nancy Pelosi going off on Judy Woodruff. You saw that? I mean, you're not going to throw me a softball question. You're going to actually put a question in my face and force me to answer it on television. Who do you think you are is essentially what Nancy Pelosi was doing. When I say they're victims of their own elitism, they think and believe that they're immune to this stuff, that the media is their friend. And that is what we're talking about. We'll go into that little bit deeper down that hole about Letitia James in New York, because she's a part of that bubble. And I'll explain everything when we come back with Christopher Hart from American Adversaries. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
If you are watching, and welcome back, by the way, if you're watching on the Facebook live stream, if you know you could do that, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and you can watch us inside the Armed American Radio Video Network studios here presented by X Insurance on the Gunbroker studios on this car, Arms Mike. Every single day, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. Hope you jump in, share it, like the post, get your friends in, get a watch party. We're up to, I think, around 35 or 40,000 people viewing the videos this week already as we come to a close on Friday. Many more thousands will see the video as time goes by. If you're watching on television up in Northern California, Reno, we appreciate that very much. And we've just added another new station in Oklahoma, I believe. And I will be able to, I'll have all that information for you. I do have the lineup for the additional 6 affiliates we added for the Sunday show and one for this program as we continue our march across the country. Welcome back inside, and I just love the fact that all of this is provided and presented to you now by X Insurance. We're going to have a lot of fun growing that relationship. Christopher Hart, back at you, bro. Let's keep going here. I was talking about the elite. They become victims of their own elitist mentality. What I mean by that is, I guess, just so it's not awkwardly put, they begin to believe the media hype because they control the media, as we saw Nancy Pelosi prove that to us. You mean you're asking me a question? She said, what, do you work for the GOP? That was shocking. That was shocking.
It was, because it's so, infrequent that we see anything like that. For
that's
one,
true.
But it was on both ends. If you really think about it, Mark, Pelosi reacted that way because seldom does she get a question like that.
That's
unless
the point.
It's from a Fox reporter, right? And so she's supposed to be on with Chris Wallace on Fox Sunday morning. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, she's used to it with him. She's not used to it with somebody like Judy Woodruff. She called her, what, are you an advocate for the other side or something like that? And
well, you
so,
know, Judy's a veteran journalist and a veteran interviewer.
Excuse me.
So that shocked Pelosi, and she was taken aback by it. You can go and watch it; it's funny. But that leads to and begs other questions, because we can take that. Let's segue from that Pelosi debacle to the National Rifle Association, Letitia James. It's the same thing.
Yep.
In this particular case, Letitia James is. Okay, Nancy Pelosi. Why? How's that one and the same? Well, because she believes that the whole country hates the NRA, that Joe Biden's going to march all over, and she's going to do her part, and this is the political climate to come after the National Rifle Association, because why? That's what everybody thinks is happening, because she sees it on the news all the time. What she is so out of touch with in New York is the rest of the nation. The fact that what she's doing is going to upset, she's just poking that hornet's nest, agreed?
I do agree, and I think the left right now is out of touch with the rest of the nation. The left is—they're on a binge of sorts, you know, like a drunk binge, and they're drunk with power, they're drunk with arrogance, and if anything gets in their way, they get angry about it. And with Letitia James, she thinks that the country is all now Black Lives Matter. Well, you turn on the NBA, what do you see? Black Lives Matter. You turn on Major League Baseball, what do you see? In a way, I can see why they're, you know, seizing the moment, if you will, because they think this is their moment. And the only thing that I think that will really put these folks in their place is if Trump has a really overwhelming victory, the Republicans maintain the Senate and pick back up the House. Because if that doesn't happen, we're in for more of the same on the other side, assuming Trump wins, and I do think he will.
All right, let's go into your analysis, but before I do that, I want to go there with you. Thanks for bringing all that up. Very important for gun owners. We need to be paying very careful attention, and I want people to hear your point of view as well, not just mine, although I have a feeling we're pretty much going to be on the same page, maybe a little nuanced, but we'll go there. So the National Rifle Association, I'm going to assume that you're going to agree with what I'm going to say right now is that this is not going to end anytime soon. This is years down the road. Wayne LaPierre and the rest of his cronies unfortunately have put the National Rifle Association in this position. He isn't going anywhere anytime soon. The countersuit from the NRA guarantees that in cement that this is going to last for years. So, you know, this is not something you're going to see a result of prior to the election. Letitia James knew that. This was a purely political stunt, much like we saw in Missouri with the McCloskeys, a political persecution. Letitia James is trying to make a name for herself. And I believe, and I'm hearing more pundits say this, I said this yesterday, and I'm reading a lot of this today, could be a real big mistake on her part, because when you poke the beehive that is gun owners in this country, and we already are woke, to use their term, that's a big mistake on your part. Your final thought on that before we move on.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think from a legal standpoint, I think what she did was she overplayed her hand by wanting to disband the NRA. That's where she's made a huge mistake from a legal standpoint, I do believe. I also think that's why I thought, what, is she up for re-election? That she's trying to make a name for herself. It's political. All of this is political. I do believe that she's also trying to weaken the NRA, obviously. You're right. This is going to take years. And that will be a burden for the NRA. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to be able to deal with this, you know, take care of business and have to deal with this at the same time. So it's a situation where LaPierre and Frazier, these other guys, got themselves into this and has drugged the NRA into it as well. And she made sure of that. But the bottom line The bottom line is they want to weaken any organization that stands up for the Second Amendment, because we know what they really want, and that is all of our weapons, or at least all of our ammunition, right?
Well, you know something that's interesting, Chris? Again, this is their being a victim of their own elitism and being a victim of their own bubbleness, if you will.
Yep.
You know, the NRA is million strong. It should be 60 million, but that's a fodder for another show. The fact of the matter is there are nearing 6 million members of the NRA. And let's be fair here. Not all of them are as plugged in as you are, as I are, as Armed American Radio listeners and viewers are right now. Many of them get their American you know, Rifleman Magazine or whatever they get, they read from the NRA. They send their money in religiously. They're not watching 24/7 news. They're doing other things. They have lives. They show up at the conventions at, you know, to the tune of 80,000 in droves. Most of them are not as in tune with the political goings on at the NRA headquarters that, you know, we are. And as a result of that, again, this is the evidence that this may backfire on Letitia. All she's done is upset that part of the hornet's nest that might not be as plugged in going, oh, because those people are awake. Those gun owners are awake right now. I think that's going to backfire on her, and I think it's going to backfire big time. All right, let's move on to Trump for a second and probably carry this into the next. Yeah, please, go ahead, respond, please.
Just interject into this because I want to broaden that out. I think you're absolutely right. That's what I mean. This election will show us how badly this is going to backfire, all of this, everything that the Democrats are doing, the Portland stuff, the Seattle stuff, the coronavirus stuff, all of this is great potential to backfire in their faces in a major way. She's a symptom of a larger disease, for lack of a better pun. Her analogy.
Well, you know, you are spot on. We're going to go into Portland. See, I love this. I love when Christopher's on this show. We think alike. He's a host. He knows how to circle back. God, I love you, Chris, because that's exactly what I had planned, was to then move into that, because that is part of the bubble. They believe, somehow, they believe that the vast majority of Americans, because here's what has to happen for Biden to win this election. For Biden to win the election, you have to have 51%, or maybe not, depending on where you, a couple states here and there relative. But you know what I'm saying, generally speaking. The majority of Americans have to want what they see in Chicago, Minneapolis, pick a Democrat-controlled city, de Blasio's New York going down the toilet as we speak, Seattle, Portland, L.A., pick any Democrat-run city. Chris, I've been saying it on the show for years, and you know it. You show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city run by Democrats at every level for decades. It's impossible to prove me wrong. It can't be done. Here's the deal, Chris. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's start from right there, because that's a huge part of the bubble and a big part of this equation that you just exposed for us going into the next segment. They believe, they truly believe, that America wants this, that because they see Black Lives Matter everywhere, because the NBA athletes are putting it on jerseys, they believe, they don't understand that half the people who went to those games are no longer going because of it anymore. They forgot that because they got the microphone with the mainstream media. It clouds their vision. They can't see. Just like Pelosi. What are you doing, carrying the water for the GOP? Judy Woodruff should have been honest and said, I've been carrying it for you for decades. I figured I'd ask you one question. We'll be right back.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
If you're watching me in the studio, that's Defender Coffee in my Student of the Gun mug, Fighting Solves Everything, from the great Professor Paul Markle at Student of the Gun. DefenderCoffee.com, 15% off everything there for you. Promo code AAR, promo code AAR. Crossbreed holsters right now. The hybrid ST2 and the hybrid MT2 holsters are on sale for any manufacturer, any make of gun over at Crossbreed right now. 15% off, crossbreedholsters.com. Go jump all over that. In addition to that, I mentioned Defender Coffee. PulseTV.com, the 4,000 lumen lights are still there. They're still available. Beginning Monday, we're going to have the, I believe it's the germ kit. We've got new copy coming out. We'll have new spots up for Pulse TV. You can still get what's up there now, but the page will redirect. But then you just go back into the page, and you'll find what you're looking for. Those flashlights are selling like crazy. They still are up there. I'm looking at them right now. It's PulseTV.com, PulseTV.com, /armed/armed. Don't forget to use the promo code at MyPillow.com, AAR. Don't forget to buy yourself a car. I had my CM out, my CM9 out for a workout over the last few weeks. Love that gun. Just love. You know, that's the original striker fire that everything came off of. You listen to Justin Moon talk about it. We'll ask him on this Sunday show. The CEO, Justin Moon, of Car Arms, is a regular in the roundtable every weekend. Of course, join the Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms. Check out their minis. You can't go wrong. And frontsight.com for that certificate. It is 100% free. And you know what? It's Friday. Go out and enjoy you a little Lead Slinger. It's been a long week. You know what I'm saying? Christopher Hart, welcome back inside the studio, man.
You know how to set up a weekend. I tell you what, Mark.
You know, you could have fun with that. You know, you could actually put a little Lead Slingers in your Defender Coffee.
Yeah.
Right? While you were putting the MyPillow, propping yourself up with the full body pillow to get ready to watch a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or while you were getting ready to peruse gunbroker.com or join the Second Amendment Foundation. Yeah, you can work all this stuff in. It all works. All right.
Absolutely.
We got to go back.
You have
now.
Great sponsors. You have great sponsors, by the way.
Yeah, and you know what's great? And I don't want to forget this. All of it being presented now by X Insurance. And a number of you are getting quotes over there. Xinsurance.com is where you want to go. The letter X, insurance.com. All of this made possible by X Insurance. Believe me, this is a relationship that is just getting started. I'm so excited about it. All right, Chris, let's go now to segue back and circle back like you did masterfully without even knowing you were doing it. Exactly what I was talking about. You know, what I wanted to start out with was how you mentioned, you know, the coup de grace would be the White House, the Senate, and flip the House. I don't think that's going to happen. I believe whoever wins the White House is more than likely going to take the Senate, because that means there's going to be some strength in some of those down ballot races. If Biden were to win the White House, I believe the Democrats would also flip the necessary 3 to 4 seats in the Senate to do that. Even if they do it with a tie, if they've got the White House, they have.
I agree.
So that's very, very possible. But in order for that to happen, as we said in the previous segment, you would have to accept the fact that the majority of voters in this country want the chaos that they're seeing in every Democrat-controlled city in this nation. And I, for one, don't buy it for a moment. And interestingly, there was an article out today, as much as I hate to go to these, because polls mean nothing, as far as I'm concerned, they can show me the math behind them, and I'll tell them they're full of crap. There's no such thing as a scientific poll. I don't care how they do it. When they pick up random people and tell me that those 975 people or 1,200 people or 2,000 people are representative of 100 million people, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. We've been suckered into that for long. And if you don't believe I'm right about it, who's your president? Okay? So there you go. However, I did look at, you know, a number of these things that were showing, quote unquote, polls tightening. Whether you believe the polls or not, it's interesting that that's even being reported in the media when we know the direction they want this election to go. So take your assessment. I want your assessment of everything you just heard me say, keeping in mind that gun owners are now woker than they've ever been.
Well, first of all, in terms of your analysis as far as the election goes, I think you're right on. I think it is a long shot for Trump to win the White House and the Republicans take the House and maintain the Senate. However, momentum can be very big in an election. And I believe what the polls are showing more than anything else is that the momentum is shifting definitely into President Trump's favor, or maybe I should say back into his favor. And the Democrats know they have a big problem with Joe Biden. The only question I have is, are they really going to stick with this guy? Because, right. I mean, each day it seems to get worse with him. And I think that especially these last couple of days where he's managed to upset two of the key constituencies for the Democrat Party, I'm beginning to wonder, even though I've been saying he was going to be their guy for over a year now. But to get back to the other stuff, I think that what is happening is that the Democrats have overplayed their hand. As I said, Letitia James has overplayed hers. Most Americans, by far most Americans, are law and order. Most people are law and order. As a matter of fact, one reason why communist governments and Muslim governments are accepted by people is because they present some form of law and order. It's very strict, but it's law and order. And so it's a human trait that we want law and order in our lives. We want order. We don't want chaos.
Right.
And the only question is, who is going to take the blame for the chaos? Now, that the Democrats have been creating. They've been thinking that they could pin it on Trump. And I think that that might
failed.
Have worked. It might have been working for a while. But I think, once again, the tables are turning.
Okay, let me stop you there for a reason. I think it's important, and I want to get your position on this, because you're nailing this. You're just nailing it. But why is that position switching? Why? That's what's key, and here's my thought on that. Because you heard me say, you know, I've been saying for years, show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city run by Democrats for decades. That's a true statement. You can't argue it. But it reaches our echo chamber. But now you've got the President of the United States not only saying it, but using it in campaign ads and showing American Democrat-controlled cities on fire in chaos. We're purchasing guns by the millions because of that chaos and that fear. And I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Biden can't push that, nor can the Democrat Party push that on Trump. Go ahead. I just wanted to get that out there.
Well, the reason that it's changing is because it's so obvious to people what's going on and who is – it's like, okay, what are the solutions? Trump's saying law and order, we're going to bring out law and order. The other side is saying let more criminals go out of our prisons, defund the police or disband the police, right, and don't have any bail for criminals. So, you know, for it's the choice is so obvious. Once again, the Democrats are overplaying their hand, and the problem for them is they're now stuck in it. And the media is now stuck with the dilemma of do we stay with this or do we try to salvage ourselves? And I'm here to tell you, Mark, I was kind of joking about it on the show last night. I think every night when these liberal media types go home and they get in their bed, they pull the covers up over their head and they go, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Donald Trump. Please let him get reelected so we can do this all over again.
And then the last words out of their mouths before they go nighty-night are, honey, is the gun in the safe?
Mark,
that's the hypocrite leftist liberal. Chris, I got to stop you there, brother. Will you come back next week?
I sure will.
I love it. Christopher Hart from the American Adversaries.
Only if you'll be on my show next week.
I absolutely will be on your show next week. I got to tell you, man, absolutely love Christopher Hart. You can catch him on AM 950, FM 94.9 in Orlando. You can listen to his live stream. He's getting ready to go on the air here in just a couple of minutes. So,
AmericanAdversaries.com.
AmericanAdversaries.com. Thank you, Christopher. Such a great guy. Now you know why he's one of my favorite to sit in with me. We'll have him do that more in the future when I take a break from time to time. All right, guys, here's the deal. The Alan Corwin Experience returns for a solid hour on Sunday, an hour two. So don't miss it. Plus the classic roundtable. We'll see if Mr. Gottlieb's coming in. Up until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Never leave your cave without your club, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.